shall we?
TwoGuysRadio.com, the home of two guys, I guess. Well, Chuck, how you doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's not me.
No, he's Chuck. Don't get confused. And
Nutso and Chuck. Not Nutso, Chuck, and Chuck Roast.
That's right.
Gotcha.
That's right. That'd be the guest of the show. Introduce yourself.
My name's Chuck Roast. First time on. First time caller. Long time listener.
What do you think about that, Chuck?
I'm just pretty excited that he's a long time listener. Yeah,
I know. Man,
that's what the show's come to. We got to bring our listeners to keep them in.
I know. Because our guests are listeners. That's great. That's fantastic. So, Mr. Roast, since you're new to the show,
yeah,
you have to tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 6'2". I'm not gay.
Okay.
I think that's all you need to know.
Wow. 6'2".
Beautiful brown eyes, brown hair.
You know, I'm just stuck on the not gay part. What is that?
I know.
Can you elaborate on that? On the not gay?
Yeah, I'm not gay.
So,
how much more can you elaborate on not gay?
On this show, you got to go all out. Like, not gay in the sense of, do you like hugging men?
I'll give a man a hug.
Okay.
Would you give a man a reach around? That's not gay.
What am I? I don't know, man. Depends on the situation.
Okay. The double Dutch rudder's not gay neither.
Mm-mm, no way. Done that plenty of times.
Gotta fill me in. What is a double Dutch rudder?
You don't know what a double Dutch rudder is?
No, I'm not gay.
So two dudes are. No, it's not gay. It's not gay. We gotta clear that up.
Okay.
So you're standing in front of another dude and he's facing you, right? And his hand's touching his dick and your hand's touching your dick. So your other hand's using his hand to jerk him off while his hand's using your hand to jerk yourself off.
Makes sense.
So the double Dutch rudder.
I see.
You haven't lived till you tried that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Apparently you've lived. You and Nutso.
Oh, we know all of them.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
That's a pre-show routine we do before our rap shows.
It's the warm-up.
Yep. I was like, did you learn your words? Of course not. Double Dutch? Double Dutch. Boom. Boom.
Perfect.
It's on. So you're not gay. Not even a little gay. You like to hug men, though.
I give a man a hug.
Give a man a hug.
I'll let him cry on my shoulder.
Wow, this is getting gay. So welcome to the show, Two Guys Radio.
You sure you're not gay?
Yeah, are you sure? Have you?
I'm pretty sure.
How many times have you been to San Francisco in the last year?
In the last year? This year or in the last 12 months?
Last 12 months.
You might catch the gay bug.
Maybe three times.
I wonder if he has the gay AIDS we talked about.
That's the worst kind.
That's the worst blend. That's the worst blend.
Now they have uncurable hemorrhoids.
It's gonorrhea.
Gonorrhea, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncurable. While
we're on that talk, you know they have a home test HIV kit now? You go to the drugstore, pick up a test, and swab yourself with your saliva and figure out if you're HIV positive or not?
I've seen that.
As long as it takes you
to do the laundry, you can do your HIV test.
Yeah, I bought a couple of those. And they're best because you buy a couple, and then when you take them out, you like somehow, some way trick your friend into getting his DNA on it and then have it sent to his house. You're like, what the f***? It's great. So,
wow.
Their best thing is to trick your friends to think they have AIDS. And if they do have AIDS, then the joke's even better.
That's a bad day for all of us.
It's even a better joke. Like, oh, man, you got AIDS? I got this test, man. It said I have AIDS. Yeah, I got you, man. I totally butt-f***ed you last night.
Wow. You're not the only one testing positive.
Hey, somebody told me to spread the love, man. So I'm just, you know what I mean? Just doing what I can. That's it. So, welcome to the show, Roast. This is how the show is. It's 18 and over. Pretty fun.
Pretty serious shit.
We pretty much break down all the social aspects of the world, like economics and drugs and karate fights. Things get real serious. And then Chuck's going to break down his bowling because he's a bowling master. Shit.
Oh, yeah, you went bowling this evening. How'd that go?
Not a bowling master. All right. I bowled the best game of my life. I bowled a 159. Woo!
Wow.
Let's hear the studio audience.
Wow, that's halfway to perfect.
Oh, yeah. I average an 86.
Not bad. Wow. You suck.
Wow. I've only been bowling for like 3 months.
You suck. You're no good at the bowling. I am very good at the bowling. So, wow.
Well, I guess that does that.
Yeah, wow. What a story.
Don't want to talk anymore because you guys are f***ing assholes.
It's two guys. It's really picked up this episode.
Can I cry on your shoulder, Carlos? I mean, Chuck Rose.
Sure can.
Of course you can. You could probably give him a hug, too. He's only a little gay.
Give me a hug.
So, just a tad bit homo. So we invited the guest, and I told the guest he must have stuff for us to talk about. So here
it
is.
I got nothing.
Chuck, seriously? You wanted this guy on the show?
Yeah, I didn't want this guy. I didn't even know he was going to be on here.
I got an asteroid that there's an extreme possibility might hit the Earth in 2036.
Who gives a shit about that?
Yeah, who gives a shit about 2036?
Because idiots in Montreal just watched it go by just now, so they expect it to come back in 2036.
Oh, it's going
to
make a U-turn?
Apparently so.
I love that. The asteroid's like, whoa, is that Earth? I'll be back, bitches!
I overshot it.
Overshot it again. Damn it. He like calls his other friends. Hey, dude, did it again, bro. You overshot it again?
Hey, fuck, Haley. Yeah, coming back? I'm going to be back.
Yeah, it's... wow. Wow. I guess. That's a very interesting story for you to explain to us. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Wow. That's you're sucking ass. Go ahead. You had some for me.
No, right? I'm good. I'm sucking ass. Yeah, I'm just gonna.
He is gay. Told you, Chuck.
Sucking ass.
You gonna keep on sucking ass, sir?
I am.
All right, I'm next. I call next after Nutso.
Next.
I'm sucking that ass. I want to try that. I want to try that.
That's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do. I go like door to door and I see what people are doing. And they're like, leave us alone. We're having sex. Oh, I'm next then. I'll wait.
I'll wait. I'll just wait here.
You know the bad part is? She walks out. You hear him go, all right, then come on in. Like, damn it. Did not expect that one. So
Does that mean you're gay?
No, man. No.
Did it happen in San Francisco?
No. The gay part only comes with...
What does have to happen in San Francisco?
Because that's the worst part to get. Did you not listen? That's where you get the worst AIDS.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't know. Listen, let's break this down. There's different blends of AIDS, like blends of coffees, okay? San Francisco blend is the one that can kill you. Canadian blend only lasts 3 months. You're okay. So certain blends and certain kind of AIDS that you get and you attract, that's... And if you order the AIDS off of our website, it's synthetic AIDS. So...
Chocolate-covered really, AIDS?
You can't die... from the synthetic AIDS. So that's only on twoguysradio.com. Order now. So that's how we roll.
Is that in the store? Two Guys store?
It is. It's in our store.
Awesome.
On our website.
We're selling AIDS now, or are we just selling our semen?
You know what? Did I put the AIDS up there? I know we put the semen capsules up there. So everybody can have their own little bundle of Two Guys. But I'm not sure if I did put the AIDS up there. You know what? Now that I've been tested, I can put the AIDS up there.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. Since Chuck Roast there was going to go ahead and do news, I have a little bit of interesting news for you.
All right.
Apparently in Moscow, some Russians were an inflatable ball in the snow. You know those giant inflatable balls you can go inside?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Apparently they thought they were going to have a good time, and two of them were in the ball, and their friends threw them down a hill. And when their friends went to catch him at the bottom of the hill, the ball completely went the left side, like the left way, and started rolling down a cliff and shit, and the people are dead.
This is is and, probably the best news I've heard all day.
And if you want to see the live footage of it, go to worldstarhiphop.com because I saw that shit like 2 days ago. But it made its way to Yahoo.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And other news, Donald Trump is retarded.
What? News you've heard all day.
Did you not hear what he said?
The best part is you hear the Russians. You hear the Russians screaming. You know they're saying like, "Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit!" But there's no subtitles. You know,
Bolshevik, Bolshevik, Bolshevik. Like, now I know what the fuck
they're probably saying. Yelling, "Nyet, nyet, nyet, nyet."
Yeah, nyet, nyet. That's it. You know they said that word a lot in Django, the movie.
Nyet.
So, you know what I'm saying? We can't say the other word.
Django did have a lot of N-bombs in it.
It did, right? Like the Korean guy that comes on our show once in a while.
Hey, but you know, they weren't even saying they were saying
Well,
you know what I think is dumb is somebody told me they didn't recognize Sam Jackson when they saw him on the screen.
I didn't recognize him right when he popped on, but after he started talking, yeah, I didn't. I was like, no, that's not Sam Jackson. And then he got a little bit closer, and I was like, oh, it's Sam Jackson.
Oh, I recognize him right away. I wasn't even like, Sam Jackson.
Showed him at the, like, coming out of the front of the house, I didn't think it was him for a minute. And then he got, you know, when he started talking to Leonardo DiCaprio, I was like, oh, that's him. That's him.
Yeah. No, I was more like, wait a second, is that Nick Fury? And that's not like.
Hey, he was hella funny, though.
He was good in that movie. But I was saying that the black guys say to each other, but the white guys say. Yeah, no, I'm really. He did.
I didn't really hear a lot of the
Mandingo. Bit me a mandingo.
But apparently he didn't even want to say the word.
Who?
Leo.
I mean, would you feel comfortable saying that so everybody can watch it?
Yeah,
no, I would.
Pay me millions of dollars to say it. I'll say it.
Well, but it's not like he's saying it forever. You know, like I'm a racist. He's just playing a character.
I would never say exactly. It. I don't care. I'd never say that word. Doesn't matter.
What word?
The word in the movie that they all say, the N-word.
No.
No. Not no. You're stupid. Who invited this on the show? Oh, shit. I just said it. This show is fucked up. It's a fucked up show right here.
You're going to get the
people listen to this show.
The NAACP. They're going to come.
They're going to shut us down. They're going to shut us down.
You guys can't say the word. You know what word we're talking about.
Good thing you're broadcasting from Canada.
I know.
You know what else is stupid is people who say that they've never said the word. They're f***ing liars.
I've never said it.
I've never said it.
Nope. Never said it once. I don't know what the hell you're saying.
And you're both liars.
You sound like a crazy ass me.
That's one crazy Jimmy.
I don't even know what you're talking about. This show is just, if you hear a lot of on this show, that's probably the only one you're going to hear right there.
You can you can use your own imagination.
Yeah.
What we should do is just silence it and just say the most funniest thing, like, you're a pink pony.
Mm-hmm. Don't ruin it. We're going to edit it. You are a character, Chuck.
You're such a killer whale.
You're one dumbass. Beautiful flowers. Like, what? This is not good editing. So, yeah, that's great. That's great. And I love pizza. So, we all seen Django. And, Roast, you rate Django 1 through 4.
1 out of 4?
You can f***ing listen, right? Just rate it.
4.
That wasn't 4. That hard, okay. Was it?
No.
Hey, Chuck, apparently, I told you gay guys were smart. He, like, answered like that.
He's like, oh, okay. Divide it by the 2 and then times it by 3. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.
Ooh, that's very nice.
What do you give it? What do you give it?
Yeah, what do you give it, Chuck?
Oh, I give it a 7.
He broke the f***. Scale.
Out of 4. You're a fucking genius.
Hey, I'm not a host on this show for nothing.
Yeah, Matt's not his strong suit. His strong suit is
bowling.
I see what you did there.
You see that? Zinger! This show's. It's called Two Guys, not 3. But the way it's going, I could see it going 3, maybe 4 guys.
I bet you could.
I could see four guys. Yep. Maybe later. Go call some friends. I definitely give it a four. Movie kicked ass. Didn't bore the shit out of me.
Oh no.
I thought this dialogue was great. I thought DiCaprio was fantastic.
Yeah. I thought he played very well.
One of the best scenes was the guys with the hoods. I don't want to give it away.
The comedy part.
Yeah, that was funny.
That shit was helpful. And then Jonah Hill made an appearance, which made it even funnier.
But for what? And he was hella fat again.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then Don Johnson was great. So, there we go. Don Johnson, Miami Vice. Anybody catch that? He was in it.
Yeah. He was
he was Big Daddy.
He's there.
Yeah, the Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
All right, well, this is that time in the show that we take a break. We play a commercial. Commercial
break from the sponsor.
Do you guys really take a break, or you just say you take a break and then you edit a commercial in?
No, don't ruin the magic! You know, you're like that guy that decided to show the magic tricks on TV and ruin my life.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
We fight this. Like, he's the guy that watches American Idol on the East Coast time, then calls all his friends. I know who's going to win tonight.
Hey,
I bet you
I'll
bet $5.
Guess who won.
That's right.
I know who won. I know who won. Hey, I know who won. Oh, yeah.
Wait. Before you go to break, Doucher McGee.
Oh, my God.
You were trying to tell me that Django was a remake of Sukiyaki Western Django.
It is.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, Sukiyaki Western Django is nothing about slavery.
I'm talking about the Quentin Tarantino Korean movie.
Yeah.
It's the same premise.
Bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
Bullshit.
Oh my God. Chuck.
Yeah.
What do we do about this situation here?
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Okay, good enough.
I just heard, we'll go to break. I just heard, I'm gay. And then I heard, I'm gayer. That's all I heard.
That is what I said. I'm gayer. Okay, let's take a break here on Two Guys Radio. Please enjoy the music. We'll be right back after this jazzy tune from your favorite artist.
That's my jazz.
Nice. That was very jazzy.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big pack. I'm just pumped, I bought some shit from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drink, then a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But shit, it was 99 cents. I get copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy fucking men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain, bitch. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I have his hand me down?
Thank you.
Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. Yeah. I bought a broken keyboard. Yeah. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Oh. Hello, my ace man, my mellow. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game, hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. So sneakerheads will be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her stunt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the Hamptons.
I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand. I rock that motherfucker. The built-in onesie with the socks on that motherfucker. I hit the party and they stop in that motherfucker. They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant bitch. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat gang. Come take a look through my telescope. Tryna get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill. Popping tags. Yes,
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is fucking awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big ass coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is fucking awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these brief messages from our sponsors. Two Guys Radio, where anything can happen.
Welcome back to twoguysradio.com. When last we left you, Chuck was bowling 1,000, eating a sandwich, and being gay.
No. You guys were being gay. I don't want to be gay. Thanks.
You know, it's kind of the it thing right now, though.
Yeah, even if that was popular, I wouldn't be gay.
Okay. What if
you and Ryan Seacrest can take the hotel room all you want, right?
I kind of like where this is going. He's trying to say he's gay.
As long as he brings his girlfriend, I'll go to the hotel room myself.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he would tell you she was there. He would tell you she was going to be there, but she wouldn't be there.
No, but he's talking about Julian Huff. You're right. She wouldn't be there.
She wouldn't be there. You'd show up, and then the door would shut behind you, and you'd be literally.
What he would do is he would open the door and he's like, I'm gonna give you the results right after the break. He's
yeah,
like, what?
So he'd have what? The microphone and shit.
Yeah. Like, what the
come on in, Chuck Roast.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you the results after the break. Mm-hmm. Shut the door.
Mm-hmm. You've been my pants have been voted off. What's next?
This is what America wanted, people.
But the best part is, in the corner, Simon's sitting in a chair. He's like, I'll judge it. Like, what? This is
more interesting than American Idol now. I'll judge this show's
getting good. So, wow. This is fantastic. You had some topics, Chuck, and I'd like to hear them on Two Guys Radio.
I lost them. I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
You are the worst.
It's cool though. It's cool. We're gonna keep it moving.
So what we like to do is talk about.
Let's play any games.
What?
You guys play any games? I lied. I don't listen to this f-ing show.
It's two of us. What games do we play?
I don't know. Like, apparently you do that double Dutch thing.
But that's. But that you can't play it on the radio.
Well, you want us to do that live on the air? Is that what you want?
Yeah, is that what you want?
If you could, that'd be awesome.
All right, Chuck, come over here real quick.
All right, it's going down.
Hey,
it's going
video
down.
Chat that. Hey, video chat that.
Take my hand.
Put it on YouTube.
I gotta get ready. I'm good to go. Double.
Are you ready?
I'm good. Moving. I've already started. Can't you feel it? Double Dutch.
You have a song for it, too?
Double Dutch and touch it more. All right, we're back.
I just stay completely quiet the whole time.
Yeah, he's pretty good. I like his, he concentrates.
I like that way.
Yeah, he likes it. So that was a fag request. Thanks there, Rose.
You're welcome.
But he's not gay.
He started to say, I'm not gay. I'm not gay, but Ryan Seacrest, I'm down. Yeah.
I'd bang him.
You cry on my shoulder. Man, come on. You know what's funny is the whole setup was like, hey, Chuck, I'm gonna get so-and-so on the show. We're gonna just rag on him about him being gay the whole time. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for our guest host to, like, just make the show crazy good.
Come on, we wanted to change the show to three guys.
Mm-hmm. This is like a tryout.
We wanted it to stay alive, but the show was slowly dying.
It's dying this death slowly right now.
Slowly dying.
Okay.
I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not the one killing it.
Oh, okay.
My goodness. This is not going well. Hey, twoguysradio.com right here back. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to ask a couple of questions to our guest, and he's going to answer them. And he can answer them any way he wants. This is going to be great. Okay, you ready there, Roast?
Let's do it.
I do one question, then Chuck does the next, and so forth. We'll go back and forth. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
We keep them light at first, and here we go. Mr. Roast, what is your favorite food?
Hot dog. That's it.
Did you say hot dogs?
I heard...
wow.
I heard Vienna sausage.
I know. Hot links. Man, this guy can't get away from that. Wow. Okay. Chuck, your turn.
Go ahead. If you had the opportunity to take a lonely walk on the beach. I shouldn't say lonely. If you had the opportunity to take a romantic walk on the beach, what celebrity would it be? Did you just say John Stamos?
John Stamos.
I'm just kidding. I said that.
What's your answer?
Who would it be? What's your answer?
Who would I take a walk on the beach with? What celebrity?
Yeah, moonlight. It's romantic. Chances, you got a 50% chance of getting in those panties.
Yeah.
Good question.
Oh yeah,
George Clooney.
Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
The whole time.
Exactly. Who wouldn't?
You know, I'm gonna go ahead and.
You can't see this, but I'm raising my hand. I wouldn't.
Right? Yeah. You know. Well, I guess that's.
You would
that's
or
a
wouldn't?
Given. That's a given.
Yeah, that I'm gonna have to pass on Mr. Clooney.
No.
Wow. No.
Would you make him play a role from the movie, though? Would you want him as Batman? Would you want him as Ocean's 11? Would you want him as the airplane guy when he's firing people?
Yeah. Who do you want? Let's go.
Which George Clooney do you want?
Let's go.
The badass from Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, okay. Okay. I forgot about that movie.
He's pretty rough. All right. Next question, then. Oh, that was pretty weird. Next question. Who would play you in a movie?
George Clooney.
Sam Jackson.
Who?
Sam Jackson.
Wow. You know what? Maybe. Hey, you know what? Chuck, you have another question?
What's your favorite color?
It's blue, my friend.
All right. Blue. Yeah. It's very gay.
Yeah.
We just blew this segment. Okay. Let's take a commercial break with our guests. We'll be right back after this. Here's some music you're gonna enjoy. It's pretty snazzy.
It's gonna be ASAP Rocky.
Okay, it's probably not because he sucks. How about balls. That new?
How about the?
Our guest has something.
Is he making requests and shit?
Yeah, Macklemore. So. Yeah.
Who?
Macklemore Thrift Shop.
Thrift Shop.
What?
There you go.
What? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We'll look for it. We'll play it. Here on Two Guys Radio.
This is f***ing awesome.
.com.
Yeah. I'm on my mixtape shit. Chuck and Nutso. The flame's been relit. 2012. Yeah. Bulletproof vests, bulletproof cars. I guess that means we just rap superstars. Millionaire status, chicks be the baddest. Flow is just the raddest. Cool, calm, mellow, not an ordinary fellow. Superhuman rapper, rhyme riddle, mad hatter. Local tone, supersonic, blow your brain matter. Why so serious? What's the matter? More matter than a rapper with the last name Mathers. Committing suicide, overdosing on my rhymes. It's game over. We taking over. Military soldier, three stripes on my
my shoulder. Flow crush your body, Indiana Jones boulder. My skills keep growing as I grow older. Choking out MCs, leaving blue. Grover, get a grasp on hip hop, you better hold her.
I came to take it over. I came to take it over. They say this game is so over, cause I came to take it over. I came to take it over. I came to take it over. They say this game is so over, cause I came to take it over.
This is my rhyming invention. I write in the skies, cause these guys tryna steal the game before your eyes. And every time I write a sentence, it might be my final time. So I'm trying to build my pension, tie my pockets, retire. Put your game on the shelf, call for help, nobody's coming, man. I rap until I expire, until they extinguish my fire. And I'm left dripping in doubt, until my heart runs out. And I'm put in the ground, but I'll jump out and resurface. Cause I was born with a purpose, I've gathered all the facts. Analyzed the gap, trying to piece the puzzle back. Put my life on the tracks, I wrote this morning piece this morning. I'm crazy but lost my focus, that's why I'm a runaway locomotive. I think that I have outgrownness. I got too big for my britches. That's why I'm sitting on poses. I keep trying to find a reason to quit, loosen my grip. But every time I leave, I come back to it.
I came to take it over. I came to take it over. They say this game is so over, cause I came to take it over. I came to take it over. I came to take it over. They say this game is so over, cause I came to take it over.
Past your expiration date spoiled, interfering with your plans, they all foiled. Watch your empire collapse, destroying the Death Star with these Jedi raps. It's all mind tricks, smoke and mirrors. Diagnosis, you're lame, I know what the cure is. A simple 16 from one of the purest. Considered a holy man, creating the holy land, wherever my feet land. Knowledge is what I plant, multiple language platforms, the way my mind conforms. All your rhymes are outsourced, I'm an infinite power source. With multiple vocal cords, different personalities speaking in uniform. You better get God on the horn, you about to get scorned by a man riding a beautiful unicorn. I'm swinging swords, bringing pure force. Not an MC, you're a computer dork. Hiding behind closed doors, typing on rap forms. Wanna battle me, but you remain unknown. You're a milk carton citizen, cause your game's always missing. You're a fake fan, corny, dumb fuck, pay attention. You rap powers got dementia. And did I mention, you've been assigned lyrical detention. You've been expelled from the game, this is your final lesson. I always evolve, motherfucker, I'm progressing.
I came to take it over. I came to take it over. They say this game is so over, cause I came to take it over. I came to take it over. I came to take it over. They say this game is so over, cause I came to take it over.
Yeah, welcome back to the craziness. With the only opinions that matter are Nutso and Chucks. So without any further ado, back to the show.
Welcome back to TwoGuysRadio.com. A show unlike no other. Because I'm pretty sure there's no other show like this. So we're here to inform you. It is January. And you better be aware of what's awareness of where January is. So Chuck and Chuck have some awareness this is for you. So Chuck, what's aware of January? What?
All right. Who's Chuck? You want Chuck Rose or you want Chuck? Just, Chuck?
I'll go first because I'll be a little more on the serious side. You can be on the old laughy laughy. Now, let's not forget, January is National Fiber Month and Prune Breakfast Month. Okay.
I like how he said his is serious and mine's gonna be funny.
And it's also National Volunteer Blood Donor Month.
Oh, you know what? Those two kind of go together. When you think about it,
I think the Blood Donor Month goes more hand in hand with the Cervical Cancer Awareness Month.
No, fiber and prunes.
You
of course.
Shit until you shit blood.
Exactly. So I go to the place like, "Sir, you gonna give blood for Blood Donation Month of America?" Like, yeah. Where's your bathroom? I'm gonna crap until I see blood in my stool. Then you
and
can scoop it out like goldfish.
Well, I guess that's
beautiful.
That's what I like that. I mean, do you guys even eat prunes?
No,
not really.
Yeah, you guys suck. You guys.
Maybe when I'm 43.
Have you guys ever gave blood?
Yeah, I've given blood once.
No.
I gave him blood a couple times, but not on purpose.
I stopped giving blood after I started doing heroin and whatnot. I don't want them to send me a letter back saying my blood's dirty.
I stopped giving blood when I stopped getting beat up.
Ow. Oh, okay.
So, yes, that makes sense, right? Yeah, so I stopped giving blood. I also stopped giving blood when I stopped letting doctors cut me open. So,
wow.
That's the last time I stopped giving blood. So I actually never really given blood.
I've donated like once.
Involuntarily taken from you?
No.
By aliens.
Yeah, that's true. Never really given any blood. I, like, never walked into a place and let them take my plasma, my blood, my marrow. No, nothing like that. No, nothing here. But Chuck.
January is National Stocking Awareness Month. Also Cervical Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh.
And we're going to end it with it's Thyroid Awareness Month, too, as well. I don't know how it can be six different awareness months. That's a lot of awareness, but...
It is a lot of awareness.
It's a f***ed up month, man.
That's what Google told me. Google said January, and I was like, oh, okay.
Did you say Cervical Awareness Month?
Cervical Cancer
Awareness Month. Okay, whoa. Okay. But how do you know when somebody has that, and how are you supposed to be aware of it?
Well, you know... Well, I don't know. Did you know yesterday?
Oh shit!
Was National Bubble Day, Bubble Bath Day?
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Why didn't you tell us yesterday then?
You guys weren't on the air yesterday.
But doesn't matter.
And tomorrow, don't forget to hug your houseplant because tomorrow is Houseplant Appreciation Day.
Who the f*** makes these days up? And what if I only have plastic plants?
Tomorrow I'm gonna make tomorrow hold your own cock day.
Now that I can get behind.
That could work because tomorrow is also Peculiar People Day.
hold your cock, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, National hold your cock day. Right. I like that. I like the ring of that. I'm gonna go up to a person with cervical cancer and be like, "Hey, I'll let you hold mine. Let me hold yours."
Holy shit! Here you go. Here's one for you, Chuck. January 14th, Dress Up Your Pet Day.
But, you got pets too.
Yeah,
I know. I don't. They hate being dressed. Fuck.
Mine do too. But yours are easier to get dressed. If you just hit them in the neck with a screwdriver, they'll go to sleep. You can dress them.
Wow.
I can't really do that to mine. If I hit them in the neck, they might bite back. They might not like that too.
What end of the screwdriver are you using?
The pistol whipping them. You're using the butt of it. You got little dogs. I'm sure if you gave them a little tap, they'd fall over. Might not get up though, depending on how hard you hit them. I had a buddy that hit one with a wrench and it didn't get back up.
Wait. Were you trying to fix him?
No, that's all he had on him, and the dog was trying to bite him, so he whacked it in the head with it, and it just fell over.
So we got cervical cancer. What was the other one? Thyroid cancer?
Yep. And stocking awareness. That came from me.
Oh, stocking's a good one. I hope no one's aware of it, though, because I've been doing the shit out of it. Hello?
Hopefully the people who are stocking aren't aware, right?
Hello? That's what I'm trying to say. You understood what I was saying. You're pretty smart. You're catching on.
I'm a smart guy.
January 16th, National Nothing Day.
That's when we should have done this show.
Nice. Well, they don't know when we did it, so okay, we're doing that today.
Hey, it's National Nothing Day.
It's the 16th.
I actually celebrate National Nothing Day on the same day as National Grab Your Cock Day.
National Grab Your Cock and Steer Your Dick with Somebody Else's Coffee Day.
I like that day right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
National Nothing Day. Feature of Starbucks.
Yeah.
That is.
Steer your dick. Stir somebody else's dick with your coffee.
First time I did that was when somebody said Grande. And I said, that's a perfect name for this, sir.
Do you like that venti or what are the other sizes? Shit.
It's a Grande.
Uh-huh.
Tall. And venti.
Okay.
I think.
They would call mine tall.
Yours would be tall?
That's what they say when I do it.
Ah, yes. Yes.
I'll take a tall. Okay.
You'll take a Chuck, will you? Yes. I'll take a grande. Oh, Nutso, come stir your dick in his coffee.
Thought this was supposed to be a groundbreaking segment.
It is. I'm breaking ground every time I take my pants off.
Breaking the ground. Going underground.
It is. It's going way under. I have thyroid cancer, so let me show you my cock I'm aware of.
Hey. You know, the cock jokes are getting old.
I know. So let's all hug a plant. What?
After like 30 episodes of nothing but cock jokes. I mean, actually, you got to stop at some point, right?
Episode 32 didn't have any of those.
Oh, no? So we're just catching up?
Remember the karate and the, you know, I beat you, where's your mom? So.
Yeah, half the time I'm wasted when we do the show, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I know. Wow, but that's weird. I like awareness months. I like Black History Month is great, because then you walk up to a black guy like, you know, it's Black History Month. Yo, man, I can't remember half the time where the fuck I'm at. So, you know, here's no history of nothing.
Black History Month next month.
Black History Month every month, huh?
I know. That's it. That's what Morgan Freeman said when somebody asked him that. They said,
how they managed to pull that off, I don't know.
Like, you got one month. Really? We're only slaves for that 1 month out of the year? Yeah, that's it. Sure. So,
hey, how do we celebrate that? Hey, let's give them the shortest month of the year.
Yeah. Shortest month of the year.
That's dope.
Is February, isn't it also book month? Yeah, you got that one.
Makes perfect sense now.
Oh. Did you get it? How can you read about Black History Month if you can't read a book?
Wow. Is it next month? Is it then that would make next month also National Swimming Month?
Oh, wow. This show's getting up. Remember Django when they were saying the word all the time? You guys are fucked up, man. So, I'm going to edit the shit out of this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's genuine. What?
Sorry, I'm singing. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys don't know,
back here in the studio,
before we let's clarify this. Chuck is Mexican. Okay.
What?
I'm Canadian, and Roast is black. So you have nothing to worry about.
That's the reason why he's tall.
So I mean. People might think these guys are messed up. What if a black guy hears this? Well, there's one here now.
One right here.
Basketball Chuck Roast.
I mean,
I play tell you hockey.
Let me tell you how Chuck works.
The black Canadian.
Yeah. This is how Roast works. We're all in the studio, but he has to always be like 2 feet from the desk. So you know he's black.
He has to hunch over and shit.
Mm-hmm. He can't stand too close to the desk, and he just. Just keeps on.
Sure, you can imagine what's hitting the mic.
This show is just.
Oh,
the
God.
Best.
Oh, God. He's standing up.
Oh.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm tripping. Sit down. Well.
He said he wasn't gay.
Mr. Roast, you have anything to say?
No, I must apologize for my performance today. I've been a bit preoccupied.
I got a message from the intern saying starting to think we're gay because of all the cock jokes.
Wait, the show wasn't live. How did she know these things? She's going to hear you.
She's an intern.
It's the intern. She's here.
I understand, but she's only hearing you.
Oh, so what
these
you're
things.
Trying to say is that he's gay because he talks about a lot of cocks,
right? Because she's saying you guys talk a lot of cock jokes, and he's the one saying them all.
Okay.
Do you get it? You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
I think people are gonna hear this and go, "This sounds like a conversation between three guys, and we're not really part of it."
We just tuned in to listen to three guys talk.
Yeah, show should be called. Two guys talking and a buddy. Yeah.
Nice.
Two guys at a truck stop.
Little cousin put a picture on Instagram. It says Fruity Pebbles, and then underneath it goes rocks your whole mouth.
You know, you guys hear about this? They took Fred Flintstone off the Fruity Pebbles box.
He's on the box I'm looking at.
No, but the Flintstones are no longer on those boxes.
Why?
Who do you think took his place?
Barney?
Pebbles?
No. There are no Flintstone characters on the boxes anymore.
It's still Fruity Pebbles. How can there not be Flintstone characters on the boxes?
Okay.
Fruity Pebbles.
You might know this, okay? our guest might actually be useful. Listen, think about popular culture and sports entertainment. Who would be on that box?
The Rock.
Try again.
John Cena.
Yes, you are correct.
Shut the fuck up.
Really? John Cena is the brand new face of Fruity Pebbles cereal, thanks to The Rock.
Oh,
The Rock turned it down?
No, because The Rock would tell him to go eat his Fruity Pebbles.
He would say that he's, because he wears all those different colored shirts and outfits, and he told him, like, get your Fruity Pebble ass out of here, go eat your Fruity Pebbles, and John Cena actually turned it into, like, a little fake commercial on Raw, where he was eating his Fruity Pebbles. And
you're not lying. They cartooned him and put him next to Bam Bam.
There you go.
Yep.
And then on the side, it has Kofi Kingston and CM Punk and all these other. So it's like WWE branded that box. So no more Fred Flintstone.
The plus size with a WWF belt on top. Nice.
Hell yeah. I watched wrestling.
They're showing the spoof he did too, how they put his face on the box.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Right, hey, right.
The Rock is coming to town.
He is. The Rock is coming to Sleep Train Arena.
January 26th.
But then again, we don't really live in a specific town.
Did you hear about the Kings leaving to Seattle? The Seattle Supersonics.
I did. But again, we don't live in a specific town. We don't cater to.
So do you know what's going on over in Sacramento, California?
The Kings are leaving. There we go. Thank you.
The Kings are leaving.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. You're right. I live in Maine.
And I live in New Brunswick.
Wow.
Because I like that place. It has a cool name.
And Chuck Roast lives in Central America.
I'm in Detroit.
Yeah, he's in Detroit. He's Chuck in Detroit. Roast is clearly in Detroit with all the other brothers.
That's right.
That makes perfect sense.
Right? Right. Hey, Chuck, Roast. This is too confusing. How's the cocaine out there and the crack?
Oh, it could be better.
Yeah, you sound enthused.
sound very upset.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'd rather have the stuff out in California.
You know, he sounded like he got a bad batch last night when he was doing his bubble bath.
Yeah. So. Well, that's right.
That's right.
National Wash Your Ashy Elbows Day.
Wow. Wow. I have no comment on that. Wow, that is kind of just, wow. Chuck.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Oh, you know stuff.
How you doing? Yeah, how you doing? So that's, I think that's pretty much all we got.
I want a bowl of Fruity Pebbles now because I want it to rock my whole mouth.
Do you like Fruity Pebbles?
I love Fruity Pebbles.
Right.
Fruity Pebbles.
They're the best.
They're the shit. I do Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay. What is your favorite cereal of all time? If you were an island makes no sense. If you were in a cafeteria stranded by yourself for one night, you're going to
Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. Quick answer. Pretty good. Mr. Roast?
Honeycomb.
Really? Honeycomb? Yeah, I don't know about that either.
So you like
honeycombs? Honeycombs are big. Yeah.
Oh, you like big chunks of
They're
honey.
They're not small. No.
Are you doing a commercial? And you pay for that advertising?
Yeah.
Listen, nobody comes on this show and does free advertising. Okay? Get yourself a BMW at your local BMW dealer. Listen.
Well, honeycomb's got a big taste.
I'm very confused by the
your
subliminal message.
So, what would you eat, Nutso?
That's a good question. Fruity Pebbles, man, might be the one, because that shit is... You can't just have one bowl.
It'd be that, or it'd be the Cap'n Crunch Crunchberries.
I used to love those, but I don't like Cap'n Crunch because it gets stuck in your teeth like crazy.
That, and it gives you, like, cotton mouth.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I'd probably... It's funny he said honeycomb. I've had that a long time, and if you think about honeycomb, it is a fantastic cereal.
Blah.
Wow.
Honeycomb's garbage.
Yeah, but honeycomb, like certain cereals are approved by like the Heart something America, whatever, Heart Association. Some are approved by like
Fat People Association.
Yeah, right. And honeycomb, clearly, I think I read on there, but clearly approved by homos.
San Francisco Association.
The San Francisco, yeah, they made it San Francisco. I don't know. I'd probably go Fruity Pebbles. I haven't had them in a long time, but man, they are the best.
Or Frosted Flakes.
No, no.
If it was if it had to be the favorite cereal of all time, it had to be Fruity Pebbles. But Frosted Flakes is in my top five.
Ooh, let's go top three cereals then. Top three. I'm gonna go with Fruity Pebbles. Yeah.
Wow. How about Cocoa Pebbles?
I can't put both in top three.
Why not? They're two different flavors.
I know, but that's not cool, man. If I had to pick between the two,
that's what
Fruity
she said.
Pebbles. Let's have pick two. There. This is a can turn into a debate about cereals.
Hey, top three: Rice Krispies, Honeycombs, and Cheerios.
Look, he's fast. He's fast.
Fruity Pebbles.
Uh-huh.
I just had the other one in my head. Fruity Pebbles, mm-hmm. Cap Crunch, Peanut Butter Crunch.
Oh.
And the third one would have to be... Honey Nut Cheerios.
Ooh. Hey. Okay, I'm going to take two of yours. I'm taking Fruity Pebbles, Honey Nut Cheerios, and my third one would be... Chex rice mix.
Chex.
It's just Rice Krispies. That's all it is. In a little Chex. The reason why it's better than Rice Krispies because it's crunchy. So that's why it's better than Rice Krispies.
That's f***ing. How can you eat a cereal that tastes no flavor? It doesn't talk to you.
What? It does talk to you. It
doesn't talk to you.
Yes, it does.
Oh. Oh, shit. I should. Oh.
What?
I forgot about the alphabet cereal. That should have been in my top three.
Man, alphabet cereals, honeycombs.
Yeah.
It's just honeycombs. Wow. You can't take that back. There's no going back.
Yeah, I had an argument with a bunch of people about knockoff Fruity Pebbles. And they were like, oh, it's just as good as the original.
Oh, that's where they live.
I told them the knockoffs taste one flavor, and that's like lemon lime. So yeah, you taste true. Throughout the whole entire fucking bowl.
You know, you've had some.
Oh, yeah, I've had some knockoffs. We've all had rough times.
You know, it's funny. I've never had the knockoff cereals.
Neither
Some of them kind of taste okay. Like, you can't go wrong with chocolate cereal. So if you get a knockoff Cocoa Pebbles, you can't go wrong with that.
You're right.
But as far as, like, Fruity Pebbles and other stuff, yeah, they taste far from the original.
Yeah, I've never had... That's weird. I've never had a knockoff cereal. Wow. My whole life has been changed right now. So...
Go ahead and go try one.
I will.
That'll be your homework assignment. Go down to the Safeway and buy yourself some knockoff. They probably don't sell knockoff cereal at Safeway, huh? Okay, I need you to stop licking my dick.
Why are we doing the thing with the Dutch, man? Man. Okay, so before we leave, Chuck, you have anything left for us here on TwoGuysRadio.com?
Fruity Pebbles will rock your whole mouth.
Okay, and Mr. Roast.
I'm still stuck on rocking your mouth with Fruity Pebbles.
Hold on, let me actually get the exact quote. That was kind of... Okay, here we go. Here we are. Fruity Pebbles rocks your whole mouth. There you go.
Hey, you guys know Spider-Man died?
Honeycomb's big. What?
Peter Parker
Spider-Man.
Died?
Peter Parker's dead.
Wow. Oh, I read that. That's stupid.
What? That was a fantastic story.
Like,
did you read
Spider-Man?
The story, or you just read the story online? But you didn't actually read the
all
book.
All that happened is that Dr. Ock took over his body. He took over Dr. Ock's body. Dr. Ock died. Peter Parker's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Stupid.
No, because it's not stupid. Because what happened was
comic book talk.
Yeah, you can chill for a minute. Peter Parker's memories still are in him, though. So when Doc Ock took over, his whole life. Is Peter Parker's life. He doesn't actually have any memories of his own. So he actually, in his mind, every moment Peter's ever had, he's relived it as Doc Ock, or whatever, Doc, whatever his damn real name is. So he's still Peter Parker in a sense. So now he says to himself, I can be the smarter, better Spider-Man, because he's smarter than Peter. That's what he said. That's what he did. But that's the story.
He has both Peter and Doc Ock memories.
No, he doesn't have Doc Ock's memories.
And how does he know he's smart?
What?
There's a loophole. How does he know he's smart?
Because he's Doc Ock.
But he doesn't have he has Peter Parker's memories. Peter Parker only knows so much.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the intern. I apologize.
That's okay. Intern, perfect placement. Thank you, intern. No, I think he does have... I have it right in front of me. You shut your mouth. Damn it. Here, I'm going to flip straight.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you what the intern said.
Okay.
She said, "You guys are gay, aren't you? You guys are talking about Spider-Man shooting Fruity Pebbles in your mouth. What the f***?"
Wow. Intern. Wow. That's why the intern hasn't been invited as a guest yet. He has both memories. What's happening, though, is what I think is going to happen is I think Peter's memories are going to overtake it so much by slowly coming back that he's basically going to turn into Peter. You know what I mean? He's going to be engulfed by Peter's thoughts and memories or whatever to the point where he's going to come back and then Peter's going to be back. Man, I can't wait, man. Hello?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Should have had this conversation earlier. Riled me up a little bit. Woo! Crazy over comics.
That's it. Okay, so Chuck, what do you got left for us tonight?
Honeycomb's big.
That's it. Just,
Honeycomb's big.
It's like he goes right back. Like, that's his go-to.
That is my go. It's my safety.
That's his thing. Safety.
You can't go wrong with a gay joke. I'm sorry.
But, like, that's it. Like remember that we were talking one time, Chuck? Remember the Turtles? The Teenage Ninja Turtles?
How they had a go-to? My Ninja Turtles.
No, how they had a go-to every time they had to get out of a situation or conversation?
It's pizza time.
No, remember? They just said cowabunga, that's it.
Oh, cowabunga, dude.
Yeah, dude. The guy's like, it's all. So anything, you can get out of situations, so you can. But anyway, listen to that one. It's a great episode. It's fantastic. So, Chuck Rose, thanks for joining us. You're on Two Guys Radio.
Hey, you're welcome. Next time I'll be a little more lively.
You were a blast.
You got to do a line of cocaine next time. Oh, wait, cocaine's bad.
He lives in Detroit,
I won't
man.
Be listening back to this show.
What?
I guarantee I won't be listening playback on this show.
Yeah, this show's probably not going to get aired. You're fine.
This air's not. I'm going to edit that shit out of this. It's just me talking about comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. It's been a blast. I hope I'll visit you again in two weeks.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. TwoGuysRadio.com. We don't apologize for shows, even if they suck ass.
It's tits.
That's right.
It's tits.
This is our mentality. We're fucking awesome. We don't give a shit what you think.
All right, fellas, enjoy your evening.
Oh, he's leaving us.
Yeah.
Well, this is Chuck D signing off from Two Guys Radio.
And this is Nutso. Thanks for listening to us. We guarantee next time.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, he's back.
Oh, you're very welcome, Chuck Roast.
I thought he left.
All right, I'm out, bitches.
Oh, look, he has energy now.
I'm excited.
His most exciting part was when he left.
A swell guy, that guy.
Hey, Chuck, how are you doing?
Oh, you know. All right. I'm ready to roll out myself.
Yeah. No, both of us. So let's just give each other high fives. All right. And, yep. And I was...
that was my dick. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, was that a seal masturbating? Why does a seal masturbate? He makes that sound. Weird.
It's a different tone.
I hear you, Seal. I hear you. All right. Thanks for listening to TwoGuysRadio.com. Here's a song for your pleasure. Chuck, take them away.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Welcome to the future.
I got the juice, the ruler of the world like Zeus. Hounds of hell on a leash, I'm about to let loose. New school Audi A6 with GPS. Old school BMW with BBS. A neurotoxin, poisonous as BBD. Turn on CBS or the BBC. I'm a beast, playing seeds up to 3 BMs. I'm a BB King, typing on BBM. Make more moves than MJ or MMA. I'm like the IRA or NWA. I'm AP, that's me, my initials official. See the 9mm on the side of my pistol. I live in CT, I chill in LA. I need that USD, I stay well paid. I'm BGZ, I'm GBC. I've been a G since the date was BC. I don't fuck with LOL or BRB. I'm more LONS plus PRT. I'm AOTP, put you on the IV. Head honky in charge, the HHIC.
Yeah, and it don't quit. I can break it down like whatever you want. Yeah, and it don't quit. Trying to sneak deep the recipe. Yeah, and it don't quit. I can break it down like whatever you want. Yeah, and it don't quit.
Put out an APB or Mr. X to the Z. Grew up on NWA. straight in the DOC. I can't sing or play guitar like the B.O.B. But I can put you underground with this 223. I'm an ammo dump, you a vagina for sale. You a long running joke like SNL. Go to sleep with a dream waking up to hell. Spellbound, hypnotized when that fiction fail. Anything on the street, you can get it in jail. THC, PCP, hair on the rails. Nigga ain't shit free, my shit COD. Cripple a victim, hit your system like HIV. Try to position intervention, but you MIA. Fucking GAY, it's in your DNA. I'm a POW, stumbling out of the jungle. Leeches, malaria on me, but still ready to rumble. Notify the FBI, call the CIA. Hit the ATF, tell them to bring more tanks. Definition of the mission, competition is none. What's a punk ass pistol to a Gatling gun? Come on.
Yeah, and it don't quit. I can break it down like whatever you want. Yeah, and it don't quit. Trying to sneak deep the recipe. Yeah, and it don't quit. I can break it down like whatever you want. Yeah, and it don't quit.
You could be the Submariner and never reach this flow's depth. I Cobra Kai, those who try, get your shin bone swept. I'm a magician like Egyptians think of Imhotep. I slice backyard bullies, let Kimbo step. It's not a smart idea, testing if this rhyme's real. You're better off breakdancing through a minefield. That's the way that I'm built. I'm a pompous jerk, motherfuckers get killed like a Scottish skirt. Send a SOS, F is XXX. From the LBC to the South BX. Y'all a DOA, let the coroner cover you. You're WTF. F is FTW, I'm FTP, it's in my DNA. Got a DUI from the ENJ. They say that I OD, they say I'm a OG. I just tie up the score and throw it in OT. I love OPP, I got OCD. Word life, I got OC's OCD. I miss ODB, fuck the FCC. I miss Fab 5 Freddy on MTV. Fuck
it. Yeah, and it don't quit. I can break it down like whatever you want. Yeah, and it don't quit. Trying to sneak deep the recipe. Yeah, and it don't quit. I can break it down like whatever you want. Yeah, and it don't quit.
And you don't stop.
This has been another successful podcast brought to you by TwoGuysRadio.com. Make sure to look up all our podcasts on iTunes.com. Two Guys Radio.
Hey, now that the show's over, are you going to go get some Fruity Pebbles?
Yeah, you know, but I'm probably going to be disappointed.
Why?
I don't have any. You're going to have to pour me a bowl of Special K.
Special K? Ding, ding, ding. Special K.
Trying to eat healthy.
Meh. They throw in the poo my retards.